Get all of your teams involved in building the brand and build the brand, not build just SEO, don't build just PPC.
This is the Inbound Forecast, a podcast series about inbound marketing and organic growth for B2B companies. Here's your host, Gerald Arcus.
Hi, Issy. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Maybe first we can start with a short introduction.
So my name is Izzy, or Isabella, however you prefer. I work in search marketing for 9 years now. Last month, actually, was 9 years. I run online marketing agency called Creators Media for about 3 or 4 years now, since 2018. Before that, I've been working mainly agency side in Birmingham, in London, working on vast majority of clients, from local small brands to big e-commerce worldwide. So yeah, I guess I've got some experience in that.
Yeah, so we are in Brighton today for the Brighton SEO event. I think within a few hours you're on the stage talking about EAT.
Yes.
Maybe we can, because that's also the topic of this episode, maybe we can start with what is EAT?
So EAT is an acronym. It stands for Expertise, Authority and Trustworthiness. So this is basically what is exactly stated in Google Quality Guidelines as well. That's what they're looking for. And I think that's what our customers are looking for as well. They're looking for expert quality brands, right?
Yeah, indeed. So can you go through your talk of today about EAT? What are you going to tell?
Yeah, so basically my topic is maybe a bit controversial. So I state that EAT is not SEO.
And I like it.
I like it too. Yeah, I think it's cool. I just wonder, what people are going to expect from it. But what would you expect from it? What would you expect it to say?
Well, maybe I'm doing SEO too. And I think 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I had two clients and I wanted to do something with EAT because it was important for them. And I wanted to start with the author part of it. But both companies said no. They wanted to publish from the company name. And for me, it was very hard to convince them. They just didn't want to change it. And at the moment, I'm doing the same thing. So two different companies helping them with this. But with one company, I'm calling it an employee advocacy program. And the other one, it's part of a demand generation program or approach.
I like that.
And now they both want it. So it's more than just SEO.
Yeah, so basically that's what I'm going to talk about. And probably I'm going to help people like you to convince your clients, bosses, I don't know, CEOs, whatever other high chairs they are. So I'm going to talk about the fact that obviously it's not only SEO. And the main takeaway, I guess, I would like people to take from it is that we as SEOs are not able to build another brand's EAT on our own. And so I'm going to have quite specific examples with doctors and like finance advisors. So people who will really look for this expert and quality and authority, really. So you wouldn't go with a doctor that is just a no name, right? Who just claims that they're good in what they do. You know, I can say anything, right? My website can say anything. I can put anything on my website, right? It's just what I say. So if we wouldn't go with a doctor who is like a no-name, if we wouldn't go with a finance advisor who is a no-name, why do we expect people to go with different brands and Google to believe our brands that they're good if they're really like a no-names? They just put what we think we are good, put it on our website, push out random blog posts once a month, because that's still happening. Like, I know I'm quite repeating myself because I said this, I think, in 2022, what is going to be SEO in 2022 podcast. And then I said the same in the SEO in 2023. And I know I'm quite repeating myself, but this is still happening. And like, I honestly don't get it. Just yesterday, I was attending the paid social show, and they're amazing, by the way, if you guys have chance to watch it online. Awesome. Just blown my mind off.
Haven't been there.
Yeah. But there was a lady talking about creating quality content and how people are still actually trying to buy this very, very low quality stuff where no one actually even reads through it. They just push it out. And you know, why would we do this? Yeah, why would we do this to our brands if we expect others to be like, you know, very high quality? And like, I totally understand, because I'm probably going to get that, so I'm going to explain this now. I totally understand that obviously we've got doctors and finance advisors who we really, really, you know, Google reviews and everything. And we've got some other brands who maybe we care a bit less about that, some of the stuff. But you'd be really surprised. I can't remember what was that event. I think it was E-commerce Expo in Birmingham that I've been listening to talks about Generation Z and how they looking at... where, who they buying from. And it would be, me definitely, because I'm not Gen Z, as you can see. But I think my colleagues and we might be quite surprised how much they look into, like, environment and how environmentally friendly brands are. How do we expect them to know how good we are with this, for example, even if you like fashion? And if we, how do we expect them to know that we're good with this if we're not talking about it? If we're not showing that we do this? So, and that any of this stuff can't be achieved with just pushing like a random stuff written by a random person who doesn't know anything about your company, right?
Yeah, but Generation Z, they also look a lot, they are browsing a lot on TikTok. And there, I think they believe a lot of people that also don't have the authority. I think TikTok and EAT is a big problem.
So are you saying that people who are on TikTok don't have this authority?
Well, for example...
Are we looking to people that are not as authority as they should be? Is that what you're trying to say?
When I'm searching in Google for a specific topic, I think Google will show me people with a good EAT score. When I do the same on TikTok, for example, when I search on TikTok for SEO, I get a lot of people that don't understand SEO, but the people that also don't understand it but want to learn it, believe it, I think. So I think TikTok has a long way to go with EAT.
Yeah, I got it. I can see how that might be a problem, because again, so if we even use SEO as an example, because that's close to our hearts, yeah, so we can we can kind of relate. So we can build our own EAT because we're the people doing it, right? So we come to Brighton, we record podcasts, right? We write blog posts, and that's how search engine determines that. Okay, so not only how, but one of the things that will influence how search engine determines, okay, so they seem to be good, yeah? I'm gonna just throw my favorite thing here, which I always throw. This is something I was told when I just started almost 10 years ago. I started as a link builder.
Yep.
So it was 2013, different times. Yeah. I've started as a link builder. We've been like doing guest posts and stuff. But I was kind of like a post penguin SEO already.
Yep.
So we've been going towards the quality and you know, towards what we are doing now, basically. And what I've been told, how someone, one of my directors explained it to me, was like, just imagine that you hang around with a bad crowd. Like, you know, like my grandma told me that a lot. She was like, if you hang around with them, people are going to think you're bad as them, right?
Yeah.
So that's how links were explained to me. If you get bad links, that's what Google's going to think about you. Doesn't matter how good you are. And then... opposite, obviously, if you hang around with a good crowd, people are gonna think you're a good person, right?
Indeed, exactly. Good example.
And that's how Google's gonna think about you as well. I loved it, so I keep selling this basically to everyone. It was like 10 years ago, but I still love it. And I think it's it kind of relates, right? So if we talk about how good we are, that's how they're gonna determine. Now, if we get the problem as with TikTok, because I haven't searched. Well, I've searched like a couple of times. I'm not a big TikTok person, so I'm sorry,
yeah.
But you might be right. Obviously, I believe you. So I can see how that might be a problem, because then people will kind of believe what the other people are saying. So yeah, but I guess obviously TikTok is still quite
new.
Maybe not new, but they're still kind of in this phase of learning. I would say the algorithm is still learning quite a lot, right? So well, I would hope that they're gonna.
Yeah, I think they will improve.
They're gonna improve.
Yeah. So. You're doing mainly SEO, right?
Yes.
Me too. Why can't we help companies with the complete EAT part?
Well, okay. Let's imagine you've got a finance advisor client.
Yeah.
How do you sell the fact that they're quality and authority? How much do you know about finance advising?
Not a lot.
Exactly. So how could someone expect you to kind of... sell the fact that the finance advisor is good if you don't know anything about it? Yeah, if you don't have a copywriter that is experienced, they would have to be a finance advisor, I think, themselves, and then just switch. So if you have like a just generalist copywriter, because that's what I see also happening quite a lot, how can we expect them to...
They can write about it. Maybe they can interview a subject matter expert and write it...
Like generally, like a general article, right? But they can't show how good these people are because they don't know anything about industry. And if we go into more specific industries that way, so I had this issue. I had a client in construction. I have no idea about construction, like nothing. I didn't understand the words in there. So I had to get the client to talk to me and, you know, explain me the things. And then still they had to be like the almost the main lead. So what I think is, especially with building, because we're talking EAT because we're SEOs, right? But what we really want to do is build quality brands, yeah? Quality, trustworthy brands, because that's what EAT is all about, yeah? We don't want to shout about it if it's not there, basically, right? Yeah. So we can't build a brand that we know nothing about.
So the copywriting part is important, and a real subject matter expert should write it. Maybe a copywriter can improve it a little bit, but... then I think we have the social part, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I think we should almost I really think that we should forget about the fact that we're doing SEO for this part. So get your basics covered, definitely. Don't forget about the, you know, basic SEO stuff. But for building the quality and authority and good content, even just forget for a bit that we're doing SEO. Forget Google. Forget algorithms. Just think about people, because they're the most important part, right? So in the end of the day, goal of every single business is to make a sale.
Yep.
Yeah, service, product, doesn't matter. But to basically get someone to use their service or product, right? So think about people. Think about your audience. Think where they're gonna look. What they're gonna look for. What problems they face, what they would like to read about, see a video about, listen to podcasts about. Basically, just do what we do for SEO with your clients. So get them to do what we do, basically. I think that's like a nice...
Yeah, so forget Google even exists. And just, I think also from a personal branding perspective, look at it. So when you have the doctor and you want to help him to become the authority, maybe he already has the knowledge, but... he isn't that big of an authority. You can help him to become that.
Definitely, 100%. And there was a again. I'm going to refer to paid social show. I'm sorry, but I just loved it. There was a girl. I think it was Becca. She was talking about LinkedIn and building kind of like your LinkedIn strategy. And she said something about, like, because there was a question after her talk, like, oh, so how you convince? So that's like, I think that's our biggest pain point. How you convince? I guess if you're in-house, it might be a bit easier because you kind of have got a relationship with all these people. But if you're agency, like, how you convince this client, this owner, this CEO, that this is important? And she said, well, that was for social. But she said, like, well, you can tell them, if you build this following on LinkedIn, and I guess that applies to anything, that's yours to have. Even if it's your employee, that's yours to keep. Even if you change jobs,
yep,
you're building your brand. You're building up yourself, right? So even if you want to change job in the future, and your future is going to look at your LinkedIn or whatever, it's going to be like, wow, this guy's got knowledge. They've got following in the industry, you know.
Chasing jobs is maybe the biggest argument for companies not to use their authors or their subject matter experts in their content.
What is, again? Sorry.
The fact that people can leave the company is a risk, and that's maybe one of the biggest reasons companies don't want authors on their website attached to their content.
It might be. I think you might be right, because we kind of, as people, try to, you know, keep as much and don't lose anything. But how could we run business without taking any risks? Like, you know, if you're afraid that your employee is going to leave you, work on, you know, employer retention, work on their happiness and their work-life balance, you know, create a work environment where they're going to be happy and they wouldn't like to leave. Because if you're afraid your employee is going to leave you, I think the problem is somewhere else. It's not in using them as an outer. The problem is probably somewhere else, because they're probably going to leave you anyway if there is an issue in a workplace. So that's what you should focus on.
And maybe I did a lot of B2C e-commerce companies that I helped a few years ago, I think till 2016. I think for these companies, it's harder to do this because they want direct revenue from everything they do. And right now I'm doing, I'm only helping B2B companies, a lot of IT companies. They have a lot of subject matter experts and they understand this and they know they can't measure everything. So maybe it depends a bit on the company, how easy it is to convince the company to start with EAT.
Definitely. There's no one answer fits all in anything. So I'm going to throw it depends, right? Because we're SEO. So it depends on so many factors and what kind of people you work with. Probably even how you convince them. It will depend on what kind of people they are, what kind of company it is, even what kind of industry. Because even with the what kind of content your audience consumes. In one industry, it might be written content. In other industry, it might be videos, podcasts, whatever. So even that, it will depend how you convince your employee or your client, you know, because it might be easier to convince someone to write a blog post. It might be harder to convince someone to get on a camera. So it will all depends. There is no one answer fits all, definitely. And you just have to, you have to know your brand. You have to know your client. Know your client as a brand. And if your agency, know your client as this brand, and then this brand has to know their clients. So yeah, definitely there's no one answer fits all.
And then I also think you have a part of companies that they just don't have the people with the knowledge about these topics in their company. I think that's very hard.
I think that's like a whole another issue, right? Because if you're not strong enough, like as a company, how can you expect? So I think best marketing, best SEO, best pay-per-click strategy, whatever, is not going to sell bad product. If the product is bad or if the service is bad, we can do anything. We can, like, you know, dance on our eyelashes, basically. And because people are going to find out, and then there's going to be bad reviews. And if you, I don't know, let's come back to the finance advisor. Yep. If you're a bad finance advisor, if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the skills, the world is going to travel. So even if you've got best marketeers, that's not going to help. The product is like the base, or the service is the base. So we have to, in order for it all to work together and to bring revenue in the end, we need a good product or a good service.
Yeah, because, indeed. You know. And when we go back to the part of who you need. So we talked about the copywriter, or maybe not having a copywriter, but just let the subject matter expert create the content. We have the social media part. What other departments or people do you need to improve EAT?
There's going to be a slide on that in my presentation today. I honestly think get anyone you can get.
Yeah.
Get everyone involved. I always say that, and sometimes people are, you know, happy to help me, and sometimes I've got like, oh no, we're not using them because they're busy or whatever. But even in SEO, or if we run like an agency, I always say like, get web devs involved, because they might have like totally different perspective. Yep. They might have like different ideas, because we sometimes, when you're like so much in something, you lose the perspective. So get anyone, get brand team, get owner, get I don't know, product team, whatever teams you've got. I think it will also depend on what kind of company we're talking, because obviously, like in I don't know, if we service, we might have a bit less people involved and different people with different knowledge bases. And like in a e-commerce or like somewhere that selling a product, it will be different people with the knowledge. So I think that will also depend a bit on that. But honestly, get everyone you can get. First, think about what your audience is going to want from you, because that's a key. If you don't know your audience, you know, you can push something really good. From a content perspective, from like a
keyword perspective,
what's
maybe
in their perspective, yeah, basically. But if this is not what your audience wants, then it's probably not going to work anyway, because they're not interested in it. They don't care about it, basically. So find out what your audience cares about, what the problems are, what they want from you, basically, what they would like to see there. And then get anyone that you think can be helpful in that subject matter.
Yeah.
Not only marketing team, not even only content team, get anyone. If you think even about from a branding perspective, not just the branding team, get the owner, get the employees. Another fantastic quote from yesterday, and I can't remember who said this, but I think it was Becca as well. She said, like, let your employees be face of your company or a voice of your company. Perfect. Yeah, like, it's summed up perfectly. Again, watch the paid social shows presentations. They've been gold.
It was a good session, I think, yesterday.
It was absolutely amazing. I loved it. Honestly, I loved it.
Yeah. And do you have specific KPIs that you look at or that you use to convince companies to start with this? Because I think it's very hard to create a business case, right?
It is hard because, again, we don't have... that's why I even been laughing, I think, about it yesterday, that I think like it's easier with the paid stuff because you can show exactly like, okay, so we're having this, you know, we earned that much from it. It's really hard to use like a business case or come up with a KPI even for me. If someone has an idea, please come and talk to me and tell me. I think I would use what I just told you. Like, I would honestly just ask my client, well, would you go with a doctor or someone else, like from the professions that we really look for quality?
Yep.
Would you go with them if there'd be like no name? They're just claiming that they're good. So if you wouldn't, why would you expect your clients to? And then again, I think very strong one is that you're going to keep this, you're going to, you know, from branding perspective, you're going to keep this. It's not only that it's going to help you with SEO, it's going to help you with brand. It's going to help you with customer relations as well, because they're going to know your brand better. They're going to know the product better. So I think that I would say those are like the main points.
So maybe you just have to believe that this is important, and then maybe you can see the results after you have done it. And yeah, maybe it will a lot of results that you don't expect right now or that you don't think about. So, for example, I have this podcast, and I think a lot of the benefits of having a podcast, you only see them when you start, because people connect to you on LinkedIn and you meet a lot of interesting people and things like that. And if you create a business case in front, that you don't think about all these things.
Definitely. And I think another good way of convincing bosses or clients would be finding competitors who already do it and that they do it and do it well and it works for them. Because I think like competitive analysis is a very strong thing in all marketing, really. Yep. to show off that, look, these people are doing what I'm saying and they're doing great. So why wouldn't you do what I'm saying, basically? So yeah, I think competitive analysis is a strong one. And then the fact that they're going to, you know, it's going to help in various departments, basically in various places in the business, not just search.
And I think also a lot of companies lost some traffic with core updates in the past. So for example, when you have lost 20% of your organic traffic 2 years ago to a core update that was EAT related, then I think it's a no-brainer that you can get that back when you do it right.
Yeah, if that was the case, then I think you the core update really helped you because you can show off to your client or a boss that, look,
yep,
this happened. We haven't been doing this, and this happened, so this is real, right?
Indeed. All right, very interesting. So do you have anything else in your talk that we should cover in this podcast that we have missed?
That's a really good question. I think we only haven't touched on, so another thing I'm going to briefly touch on in my talk is like a holistic marketing approach. So what I really strongly believe in, because we, again, it relates to EAT, because we've been talking all departments, all company, all, you know, all departments in your agency or in marketing department. So how can we expect kind of our clients to believe us if our marketing efforts are so fragmented? Because that's what happens as well. We've got PPC yeah. team, we've got SEO team, we've got social and X number of teams, and we don't even speak to each other. If we've got like, why wouldn't we, if we have this content, this great content or product or whatever really in a company or at the clients, if we worked together, yep, even if these are different agencies or, you know, different people from different places in the world, because that also happens, if we work together and build a strategy to kind of use this holistic approach and to use all of the channels that are right for our client to push it out, it's going to really get better results than having it all fragmented and like, you know, because we can also help each other. We're working towards the same goal. Right?
And I think mainly for SEO, you also need all these people because... let's say when you're an advertising specialist, then you can do your own part and contribute to your own KPIs. But for SEO, for example, if you do something with PR and it generates 10 links, that's important for SEO. But it also has a lot of PR value. And maybe it's also creating a lot of social media reach. And when you are just looking at the SEO part of the KPIs, then I think the return on investment is in a lot of cases not that good as it really is.
I think you're right, and it might be the reason why we as SEOs are so invested into this, because I had this issue with some of the clients that I was trying to push this holistic approach because like, well, this can really help me. Like, I can't do it on my own. And because some of the other teams, like, for example, the paid team could kind of do their bit on their own. It was like, well, yeah, no, don't mix things up. You know, it's like, well, if I want to mix things up, I'm not going to get the results that I know I could get if we worked together.
Yep.
But then you can't really, because that's the tricky thing, because you can kind of show it in competitive analysis, but like not everything, not all of it, right? So I think that's a tricky bit to convince people. But I really think that that's definitely going to work better. And I think that's what we need in the future, because again, that relates back to EAT and quality and quality and trustworthy brands that we supposed to build.
Yep.
We can't build it kind of separately, because we're working towards the same goal for the same brand, right?
Indeed. Thanks a lot. Do you have one big takeaway for people to remember?
Get all of your teams involved in building the brand, and build the brand, not build just SEO, don't build just PPC. Build the brand with all of your team.
Anyone I like that.
That you can get. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you too. That was really nice.
Looking forward to your talk later
today. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Inbound Forecast. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or in your favorite podcast app.